For NPR Illinois, I'm Daisy Contreras. Getting birth control in Illinois could one day mean not having to visit a doctor's office. That's already the reality in some states where pharmacists can prescribe it. For this week's Illinois Issues, we explore how state lawmakers considered a similar model earlier in the year, but not many were convinced. For some users of hormonal contraceptives, getting into a doctor's office to receive a prescription can take weeks, and in some instances, even months.
I have seen many women over the years of practice who have an unplanned pregnancy, and it's often because their prescription ran out and they weren't able to get a new one without a long wait.
That's Maura Quinlan, a Chicago-based obstetrician-gynecologist. She says other women use birth control beyond family planning for issues like polycystic ovary syndrome and debilitating menstrual cramps. In most of these cases, she says, an invasive evaluation isn't always needed.
My specialty has made it clear that it is not medically necessary to have a routine pelvic exam before starting contraception.
Five states, including California and Oregon, already allow their pharmacists to prescribe hormonal birth control. Several others are weighing similar legislation. Sally Raffi is a pharmacist based in California, where the law passed in 2016. She says pharmacies decide if they want to offer the service.
The way I think about it is it all comes down to patient access. It's all about having different options for women so they can choose what works best for them.
In Illinois, that's exactly what State Representative Michelle Mussman, a Schaumburg Democrat, says she wants to offer.
Access is an issue in rural communities, in urban communities. Lack of transportation, lack of insurance can be a huge problem.
Her proposal would have the state's Department of Public Health provide pharmacies with what's known as a standing order. This is the same tool allowing pharmacists to give patients vaccines without having to step inside a physician's office.
Pharmacists would voluntarily go and have enhanced training to be able to have better understanding of how to dispense this more authoritatively.
But not everyone is convinced about the approach. Mussman's measure did not receive enough votes during the spring legislative session. Some lawmakers had concerns about safety and costs, and for others, there was confusion about who is actually filling the prescription. The California law, for example, gives pharmacists full prescribing power. That means their name is on the prescription. They don't depend on a standing order like the Illinois proposal outlines, but those are just the technicalities. In both scenarios, a patient would still meet one-on-one with a trained pharmacist for a consultation. Patients fill out a risk evaluation where health issues like high blood pressure are disclosed. Mussman says all of these steps are outlined and approved by the CDC.
So certainly we've always been concerned about making sure that we were indicating all the safety procedures that were in place.
Still, opponents say they believe risks exist by skipping out on the regular office visit and giving pharmacists too much power. State Representative Tony Macombi, a Savannah Republican, says she worries about the possible side effects if a woman is not properly evaluated.
I really think it's important for young women especially to be seeing a doctor. I think it just really could open up a huge can of worms.
Sally Raffi, the California pharmacist, says the training she and her colleagues have received prepares them to spot any complications before they happen. The health risk questionnaire used by a pharmacist is the same used by physicians in their offices. Yet, unlike in Illinois, some of California's medical associations have been on board with the idea and supportive of pharmacists filling those prescriptions. The Illinois State Medical Society is the group representing doctors in the state. They say they support increased access to contraceptives, but not so much handing pharmacists full prescribing power. Mussman says she plans to continue discussions not just with the medical society, but with other groups like the Illinois Insurance Association, who also oppose the measure. These insurance companies would need to cover pharmacists for their one-on-one consultation with a patient.
That's what we're working out now, is we believe that for the most part we've got most of these things addressed. And again, it's just a matter of now getting the bill an opportunity.
Meanwhile, people are finding different ways to increase access. In Illinois and in other states, companies are already offering online access to birth control through telehealth consultations with physicians. But for many, the issue of safety remains when a physician isn't directly involved. Advocates like Maura Quinlan, the Chicago obstetrician-gynecologist, says she wants to help dispel the myths.
It's important to remember that these methods are safe, safer than many other medications we can get over the counter. And as a physician, I know too well that hormonal contraception is safer than being pregnant.
I'm Daisy Contreras.